Okay, so the motion is to have John Gary, and he was previously the recording secretary, and in 2011-2012, and at least since I've been on the board since the beginning, it's the only time we've really had very timely minutes produced. It's obvious it's no dispersions on the our board secretaries, but when you're participating in meetings, it's very difficult to also be the recording secretary. And for the in-person meetings, the volume, you saw how long it took us to get the minutes, whether, you know, it was Mr. Uzel, whoever the secretaries have been. For the in-person meetings, they're always, it always takes much longer to get them simply because of the volume, and because that's when you're most engaged as a board member, and our secretaries don't cease to become board members when they're at the meeting, and we hope that they all participate as well. So since he has never breached, and there has never been a whisper of breaching any confidentiality, he should also be allowed in the executive sessions. He signed, when Summer was chair, signed the confidentiality agreement, which is highly respected, and it was great to have someone able to read back all of the motions and get our minutes during the meetings in many instances. So I strongly recommend that it's volunteer. It doesn't cost us anything. He simply has to request his vacation time, which his employer says he would grant it if this is, you know, if we want him. Mm-hmm. And so I urge that we do this. Thank you.
Janet Kay, I second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion on this item? Does anyone want to?
Okay.
Is there any objection to this motion? Okay, motion is adopted without objection. What's the next item we have, Jeff? Is there anything else? Secretary?
I'm sorry, I think haven't we reached time of the 45-minute extension?
I'm sorry? Well, we were time on an extension, Brian.
By my watch, we have 2 minutes remaining in the public session.
Exactly. And the next item would be the LSB review budget motion.
Okay, yes, the LSB review budget motion. That's the one I forgot about. So that's one Adriana moved forward. Adriana, you want to briefly?
Janet, can you read it? Because I'm not in front of the computer. I mean, it's difficult for me to read it. I will be better to understand it if the secretary reads it.
One moment, please.
I'm sorry. Could Tony please ask everyone to mute? There is so much background noise.
Everyone mute their phones, unless you're speaking, but everyone mute their phones.
While we're, Mr. Chair, if I may, while we're waiting, I failed to say that all committee chairs should send the reports to me and to the secretary by Friday, June 5th, to be included in the book that we hand out at the PND meeting.
Okay.
I'll put it out by email and also notify all the chairs. But
Chair?
Yes.
Yes, Serene.
Okay, I think it really needs to get out much sooner than that because...
I know that. I said I will be both sending it out by email and making personal phone calls. Thank you.
No.
Can you find it?
Okay, I'm sorry.
I
thought you were just waiting for
it. There's all this discussion going on. I have it.
Okay. Could you read it so we can, could you read,
Mr. Chair, we are now at time in the public session.
Okay, what's the pleasure of the,
do
we want to extend time to deal with this, or?
Yeah, what is it, 10 minutes?
I'm sorry, I moved.
It has been moved to, is there a second to extending for 10 minutes?
Yes.
Second.
Is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes? Extended for 10 minutes without objection. Okay, Janet Kay, you're going to read.
Yes, okay. Whereas Pacifica's units have allowed little to no reserves in their budget in And whereas closely tracking the quarterly status of each unit is particularly imperative at this time, I move that this is...
Privilege, Brian. I'm so sorry. Janet's voice is very muffled. I don't know if there's a way you can get onto the receiver better. And other people need to mute because there's background noise, too.
Could everyone mute? And Janet, could you, I don't know, you did fade away there. Could you try something different?
Okay, how is this? Is this any better?
Can you hear me?
Okay. Should I start?
Yeah.
Again, let me start again. Whereas Pacifica's units have allowed little to no reserves in their budgets, and whereas closely tracking the quarterly status of each unit is particularly imperative at this time, move that, per the Pacifica bylaws, Article 7, Section 3, Item A, that LSB's, quote, review and approve that station's budget and make quarterly reports to the Foundation's Board of Directors regarding the station's budget, actual income, and expenditures, end quote. The PNB directs the LSBs to make their quarterly budget, actual income, and expenditures reports to the PNB quarterly, starting with the first quarter of fiscal year 2015. The period between October 1st, 2014 through December 31st, 2014, to be provided to the PNB no later than January 15th, 2015, and for quarters in a fiscal year 2015 and quarterly during all fiscal years thereafter, where such quarterly reports are to be provided no later than 2 weeks after the end of each quarter. In order for the LSBs to comply with their duties per the bylaws, the ED shall direct the general manager, or IGM, of each station to produce and send to their LSBs an electronic file of the budget draft at least 3 days in advance of the meeting, during which the LSB is scheduled to approve the budget. The ED shall also direct the IGM, to send an electronic file of the station's LSB-approved budget to the NSB with a CC to the respective LSB within 3 days of approval, as well as an electronic file of the station's NSB-approved budget to the station's LSB within 3 days of its approval. Failure to do so shall be a key consideration in the GM's IGM's performance review by the LSB and PNB. The NSC shall also review the PNO, the National Office, and its units' budgets quarterly as well. The CFO shall send an electronic file of the PNO of the National Office's and its units' budget to the NSC with a CC to the ED within 3 days prior to being presented to the NSC for approval, and an electronic file of the PNOs and its units' NSC approved budgets to the PNB within 3 days of its approval. Failure to do so shall be a key consideration in the CFO's performance review by the PNB. Let me also just mention that this was noticed on October 27, 2014. So some of the dates are off or need to be adjusted.
Okay, so I assume, Adriana, that is a motion that you're making?
Exactly. And that motion was...
And is there a second to that motion that was just read?
Lydia, second.
There is it.
Okay, is there any discussion, or Adriana, you want to briefly motivate that?
Well, I think that it's very clear that all of us know how important it is to have the financial information on time and need to start at the LSB. We need to reinforce that what is in the bylaw we are abiding with. And if not, need to be consequences. That is the idea. And that will make everybody understand that the LSDs have a function to do, and they need to comply with the bylaws, and we need to present them the National Finance Committee, the ED, the CFO, and the PMD can have information that is actual and on time.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on this item? Anyone?
Mark to the stack.
Who is that? I thought Green and then Mark.
Robert Mark.
Thought I heard Green and then Serene, Robert, Mark, and Benita. Okay, Serene.
Okay, so thanks. In the first paragraph, beginning per the Pacifica bylaws, obviously we need to adjust the date since it cannot be retroactive. And the last sentence, well, actually it's all one big sentence. Okay, the last section of the sentence where we're saying that quarterly reports are to be provided no later than 2 weeks after the end of each quarter. I think 3 weeks might be more reasonable. Might be more realistic. So my amendment is to the 3 weeks, and I'm asking the maker of the motion or someone else to work on the date.
You're making an amendment, a technical amendment to that?
Yeah. To increase
I can take it like a friendly amendment.
But could you submit that in writing, and is there any objection to that amendment?
Oh, this is Margie. Margie wants to speak on it.
Okay. Yes, Margie.
I'm sorry, is there a second to that amendment?
Is there a second to the amendment that... Okay, Margie, you wanted to speak to that amendment?
No, I don't want to speak to the amendment. I want to speak to the whole motion.
What's before us is there any problem with the amendment, the technical amendment that's bringing this all?
No, I have no objection.
Okay, without objection, we'll adopt that amendment to the motion, and now we'll go back to the debate on the original motion. Margie, you have some discussion.
Yeah.
Privilege, can you ask for mutes?
Could everybody mute their phone if you're not speaking?
Are you not following the stack?
I'm sorry?
Are you not following the stack
created before the amendment? That's right. Mr. Mark is correct. I'll put Margie. We got Mark, Mr. Mark, and then Benito, and then Margie.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Mark.
Yeah, I would just like to agree with Serene. I have problems with retroactive application, and I do think that the time is too short. We at KPFT get financials, but since we meet on the second Wednesday of every month for the LSB, and sometimes that comes out to be the eighth day of the month, we've had difficulty getting the last month's financials, so we're always a month lagging behind. And so I think an extension, obviously we make this mandate, I think will be more timely, and for some stations I think it might be impossible, but I think that KPFT can do it. But I also am concerned about affirmatively requiring something to be done by a CFO when we don't have a CFO. And so I'm wondering if we might not make this whole thing effective with the quarter ending after the CFO is hired. And I'm rhetorically asking the question. I'm not making an amendment because I can't send it in writing.
Okay. I'm not. You're saying you're making an amendment? I'm not sure what you're saying, Mr.
No, I'm saying I can't make an amendment because I can't send anything in writing. I'm traveling, and I don't have a computer to send it. So, but what I'm saying is we might give some thought to making it effective at the end of the quarter after the CFO is hired, just so all the components of this thing aren't retroactive and can work together.
Brian?
Okay. I think that
we are out of time on our extension, Mr. Chair.
Oh.
Okay, I'm sorry we're out of time on this matter. We'll have to go to the vote.
Oh.
Janet, can I move to extend 5 more minutes?
Janet Kay. Is there a second to extending for 5 more minutes?
Yes.
Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes? Without objection, we extend it for 5 minutes. The next person on the stack was Benito.
And Janet Kay, I'd like to be on the stack.
And then we got Janet Kay, Margie, then Janet Kay.
Right, okay.
Okay, Benito.
Okay, I don't want to argue about particular details. I think that they can be worked out, you know, in order to make it workable for each of the LSBs. But the bottom line is this. You know, I've been on this LSB or the PFW for a number of years now, and as long as I've been on this LSB, I've been trying to get the LSB to understand its role. In general, and particularly with regard to the budget and finances. And for whatever reason, people don't get it. They still don't get it. So this motion would go a long way to direct the LSB to do a particular concrete thing to behave in a particular way. I think it would help tremendously to help folks to understand their role once and for all. Of course, you know, you can't guarantee anything, but I think it would be tremendously helpful. In addition to making sure that the LSB fulfills its role, of course, but even more important, so that folks understand their responsibility and their authority, for lack of a better word. Don't get that either.
Okay. We have Margie next and then Janet Kay. Yes, Margie.
Okay. So I'm concerned.
And don't forget Lydia.
I'm concerned that this motion has impacts on our staff that we may not have thought of. And I wanted to make it a little more tentative, that is to say, for example, that, I want to make it as a recommendation to the ED, because it doesn't help if we pass motions that simply cannot be carried out. You know, for example, we get regular reports from our business manager at KPFA, but it is not. But she can't produce, when we meet on the second Saturday of the month, she cannot necessarily produce reports that are for the month that was just completed, because there's, you know, she has to coordinate with Memphis, and there's, you know, there's lots of stuff going on. It's complicated, and so I think we have to have a conversation with the staff about all of this before we hard and
so fast. Margaret, do I understand you're making an amendment, or what is your action that you're proposing?
I'm making an amendment that the entire motion be a recommendation to the ED.
Jose Luis Fuentes is joining the call.
I'll second that.
Okay. Is there a second to the motion?
Chinese. 5 minutes.
Who seconded the motion?
George.
George. Okay, we're going to have discussion on the amendment.
You have 1 minute remaining, Mr. Chair.
We have 1 minute. Adriana, did you want to respond?
Point of order.
Who is that?
This is Lydia.
Diana.
Yes, what's your point of order, Lydia?
Yes, I think that the motion is about actions by the LSB, so I don't know. I think that the referral to the ED is out of order. I was going to move to postpone, but to the in-person meeting. But
I'll support that.
I'm sorry.
I second the motion to postpone.
Okay, Lily, you made a motion to postpone.
That's correct.
And it's.
But my point of order was that referring it to the ED is out of order because it's a directive to the LSBs at this point.
I got it.
I'm sorry.
I withdraw my amendment because I recognize.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Adriana, your point of order.
I mean, we cannot make a point of order. We are out of time. We cannot make a point of order and then make a motion to postpone. I mean, since when? That's
beautiful. We're at time now.
We still had a minute when they proposed the motion.
Well, exactly, but the person that is making a point of order cannot follow up. We have an stack and cannot follow up with the postponement.
Okay.
As I saw it, Jen Serene spoke, and I referred back and recognized Lydia, and she said she wanted to do a motion to postpone after she did her point of order.
No, Lydia was making a point of order.
Okay.
So what I understand is there's a motion. She made a point of order, then Serene responded, and then she responded to Serene when I recognized her, and she said she's doing a motion to postpone. That's why I understood her to do. So, yes, she did a point of order and followed up after Serene spoke when we recognized her to do a motion to postpone. So I'm going to, and then Serene seconded it. So I think, as I understand it, that there was a motion to postpone on the floor, and we'll just have to vote it up or down.
Mr. Chair, you call me to answer, and you give the floor to Lydia for the point of order. That was the order of things here. Okay, my answer is, are we discussing if what the bylaw said today, said that the LSD should be doing? We are discussing that. We are saying that we will be tentative on that. The only motion is reaffirming the bylaw.
Jose Luis Fuentes, point of order.
Yes, Jose Luis, what's your point of order?
Orders of the day, we just take the vote.
I'm sorry?
We're debating here. We're out of time. We need to vote.
Yes. As I stated, I recognize the point of order, the point motion to postpone to be on the floor at the time. We still have 1 minute left.
Janet Kay, point of information.
Yes, Janet Kay.
Okay. So Lydia was saying that the amendment, Margie's amendment, was out of order. That has not been ruled on yet. I think that's what Adriana is saying. That has to be dealt with before going ahead with any kind of motion to postpone or whatever.
Yeah, I would rule it out of order, but then Margie, if she pulled back on it, says she decided to pull back on a motion. But yes, technically, we'll rule that it's out of order.
Brian, with a motion to table. I move to table the motion and all pending amendments.
Okay, so move the table.
Second.
Is there a second?
Serene seconds.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on the motion to table this item?
Can you ask if there are any objections?
Is there any objection to tabling this item?
Yes. Yes.
There is. Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Okay, so 1 second. So Brian moved to table, and who seconded?
Who was in the seconded?
Serene seconded.
Alan says yes.
Alan votes yes. Greta? Burden? Bazan?
Yes.
Bazan votes yes. Jim Brown?
Pass.
Jim Brown passes. Steve Brown. Tess Nade.
I'm sorry, Steve Brown. I stepped out. What is the vote on?
To whether to table the LSD budget motion, that and all the amendments.
No.
Steve Brown votes no. Tess Nade.
No.
Tessney votes no. Coleman. Diaz. Diaz votes yes. Edward Speaker.
Yes.
Edward Speaker votes yes. Fuentes.
Yes.
Fuentes votes yes. Coleman votes no. Mark.
Mark votes yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina. Ryder?
Yes.
Ryder votes yes. Robert?
Pass.
Robert passes. Tucker?
Abstains.
Tucker abstains. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Jim Brown, you passed.
abstain.
Kevin Brown abstains. Serene Roberts is passed. Abstain.
Hello, did
Robert abstain? Coleman, your vote?
I don't think you catch me, yes?
Everyone mute your phones. If you're not voting for speaking, could you mute your phone?
Can you hear me?
No.
Yes.
How do you vote?
I voted yes.
Coleman votes yes.
Right.
Okay, let me count. I have nine yes, three no, three abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, chair votes no.
Chair votes, Norman votes no, so I have nine yes, four no, three abstentions.
Okay, the motion to table passes, if that's correct?
That's right.
Correct.
And I think we're out of time. I guess we go into closed session. Thank you all for your service. Thank you, Mr. Prophet. And I guess we'll see you all in closed session.